Our friends at the Texas Scorecard reported that Young Conservatives of Texas chapter at UT Austin has had their property vandalized multiple times by a radical left-wing fascist group, and that UT officials don't seem to care. The group, which goes by the name of the Revolutionary Student Front, is a fascist communist group, which is not registered with the university as an official student group, but they still have been allowed to meet in the tax-funded public university's buildings recently. One can conclude UT officials are supportive of the radical revolutionary group, given they're being given use of school facilities without even having to follow the rules others do in registration. The Scorecard reported, although a police report's been filed over the vandalism of YCT property, the University of Texas administration continues to remain silent. No university officials come out against the vandalism or the organization, compared with YCT's peaceful protest of affirmative action policies last year, when all of the major university officials came out with statements in less than a few hours. Leonard Moore, VP of Diversity and Community Engagement at UT, who called YCT deplorable in the moments following the group's peaceful affirmative action protest, still has yet to release a statement condemning the vandalism days after it occurred, the story reported. The whole of UT about falls apart over any speech supporting traditional values of freedom and equality from guns to admissions, but has no problem with revolutionary leftist crime. Is anyone really surprised? Why do our big donors not try to put a stop to this? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.